new podcast shares the stories of currently and formerly incarcerated people in Wisconsin, and it spreads the word about resources available to them and their families. The Out of the Box podcast has been putting out bi-weekly episodes since April, featuring talks with peer support specialists, parole officers, and others. Dee Starr is the host of the Out of the Box podcast, which you can listen to on many platforms. You can find a link at WPR.org/Central Time. I talked to him earlier today. Well, what got you interested in doing this podcast focused on the experience of people in the incarceration system and the resources that are out there for them?
Well, I've been affected for my brother. My brother is currently incarcerated right now. So I'm one of those people that actually was going back and forth to the prisons, visiting my brother, you know, and I have uncles and you know, family members that's been in prison. So it's like, you know, I kind of grew up around it. So it's like, man, how can I help these people, you know, other people just like me that's going through the same things, you know,
can you
give them a platform so they can, you know, go forward in life.
Can you talk about the range of guests that people will hear when they start listening to your podcast?
Yeah. So we talk to everybody. So basically we talk to incarcerated, formerly incarcerated people. We talk to aldermen. We'll talk to board members. We talk to community leaders. We talk to music producers. We talk to just everybody, you know.
And one person you talked to was Stacy Clay. He served about 28 years in prison here in Wisconsin. Now he's a peer support specialist who helps people using Anesis therapy. Here's a clip sharing some good news he got on the day you talked with him.
Today I just got the news because being a certified peer specialist, what I found out is that even though I was out of prison, I did my time and I served my time and I did all these other things and had accolades, that I was trying to work with a certain segment of clients, group of clients, and I had to go through the in front of a board of rehabilitation to get permission to give services to these clients. And so today I just got approved and got okay to give services.
And that made me smile. Right, that made me smile, man. That's serious, man. Yeah. That's just
absolutely.
Man, to just give, I know it's going to give hope to so many people.
Can you tell us some more about Stacy's story and the kind of work he's doing now?
So Stacy is a great guy. He actually went to prison for about 28 years for a murder. He served his time. He's come home, completely changed his life. Like you say, he's a peer support specialist now. He heads up a mentor group at Mount Zion Baptist Church here in Madison, Wisconsin. And he does a lot of great work with the youth and with the community.
Now, you've talked to a lot of different people, including, you know, knowing your own family members. What are a couple of the biggest challenges people face when they're making that transition from being in prison to being back out again?
Well, one of the biggest things that I hear is just navigating the probation and parole process. That's like one of the biggest things. And you can get violated for, you know, pretty much a victimless crime for like a rule violation and go back to prison. Or you can go back to prison just off strictly allegation. So that's when somebody just calls in and says, hey, this person did something. So without no evidence, without any trial, without being convicted of anything, you can be sent back to prison.
What kind of help can there be? What kind of help is there for people who want to make sure they don't violate the rules, who want to make sure they don't end up back in the system?
Well, there is groups like Expo. Expo is Ex-Prisoners Organized. So they actually have programs that you can get into, and they will help you navigate the probation and parole office. I mean, you know, like, so basically they have like peer support specialists for people that's on probation and parole.
We're talking to Dee Starr, host of the Out of the Box podcast, focused on supporting currently and formerly incarcerated people and their families. And Dee, can you talk about what family members of people who are incarcerated need to know? What kind of help might be out there for them?
There, like I said before, there is a program called Expo, mm-hmm. and they should really get in contact with Expo because they do a lot of work for the incarcerated, formerly incarcerated, and their families. So they have programs that can help people get back and forth to go see them, keep in contact with them. They like pay your rent. They do a lot of different things. So Expo, I would send people to Expo.
Now, you in your podcast, you're kind of doing the job I do here. You're talking to people, getting them to open up. What does it take sometimes to get people to be willing to share what are, you know, in some cases, pretty difficult stories?
A good interviewer. pretty much, you have to make the people feel comfortable and know that, you know, connect with them like, hey, I've been through the same things that you've gone through. And it's okay to share and it's okay not to share sometimes, you know, and we go through the editing process and sometimes we take a lot of things out, but, you know, I would say that just making the people feel comfortable.
You, as you mentioned, you've got family members currently in the system or who have been. What are some of the things you've learned along the way that you didn't know coming into this podcast process?
Oh, wow. One of the things that I've learned is when someone does a lot of time in prison, 20, 30 years, how remorseful they really are. And I think that's what people need to understand too. It's like, you know, just because someone killed someone or just because someone did a heinous crime, you know, a long time ago and they did their time, they come home. You need to understand that those people had a lot of time to think about it. And they are remorseful. So it's just like, try not to judge people for the actual crime that they committed because everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah, that makes me wonder for if there's somebody out there listening who, you know, hasn't been incarcerated themselves, who doesn't have that family experience you had, what are you hoping they take away from listening to the interviews you're doing?
Understanding. So we do a lot of different interviews with a lot of different people and from all walks of life. So you can, you know, if you don't connect with the reentry part of our podcast, we actually have another part of the podcast where we're talking about, like I just did one with Zach and Veronica from Just Bakery. And she was talking about, Veronica was talking about how she went through sexual abuse with her, you know, with an uncle, and she shared that story and how she was, you know, an escort, you know, and she was, you know, and how she came up out of that and how she went through the Just Bakery program and she, you know, changed her whole life. Now she has an apartment and she's like a teacher now and she's doing great. So it's like, it's a lot of inspirational stories and things that you can get out of my podcast, not just, you know, the incarcerated and formerly incarcerated part too. And we have a lot of poetry also.
And what is next for the podcast and for your work on it?
So next for the podcast, we're going to actually start doing the video part of it. So, and just real quick, we have, we're going to be a part of this movie called Slam. It's a faith-based movie about four girls who band together, start up a volleyball team to enter a tournament and to win $10,000 to save their church. It's going to be shot here locally in Dane County. And if you guys want to be a part of that, there's a $1,000 cash giveaway, right, for the winner and a trophy. You just go to volleyballslam.com and you sign up. It's a 4-on-4 women's volleyball tournament. So it's great. It's for great cause.
D, thanks a lot for sharing your work with us today.
No problem. Thank you.
D Star is host of the new Out of the Box podcast focused on supporting currently and formerly incarcerated people and their families. We talked to him earlier today. You can find episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. We've also got a link at wpr.org/centraltime.